Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about that first offer. It's not the best, or is it?
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Hey, one of my sellers just the other day told me she had been visiting with another realtor besides me, which I really disallow, but somehow it slipped through the cracks and she had a conversation with the realtor. The realtor told her that she only looks, reviews, and responds to offers on Tuesdays for all of her sellers. And the reason for that is this market, it's very, very possible that there's more than one opportunity out there as a seller, and you want to make sure that you've vetted the property enough to see all the opportunities, have them in front of you. So the concept is interesting.
Well, it is an interesting concept. You would like to have the property exposed to the market for a period of time, but I need to also tell you there's the other side of the issue. Now, I'm looking at it from an investment standpoint. If we have been looking for quite a period of time and can't quite find the thing that we're after, and you bring something out on the market that really rings my bell, I'm going to make an offer right off the bat, and I'm probably not going to be making a lowball offer. I'm going to be coming in strong and hard with the anticipation I want this property, and I want this property before anybody else can take it away from me.
So you'll pay a premium to have the opportunity solely at your discretion. So there is we definitely coach in real estate in regards to saying the first may not be the best, but it may also be the best. It's the pent-up demand of buyers, the most qualified, the most educated, those that would understand that it's a used home and not a new home and be able to accommodate any small repairs without freaking out about it. So there's a lot of wisdom to taking that first offer seriously.
Very seriously. Here's just another point. Anybody can make an offer. Anybody could get a roll of toilet paper and write down words that would cause an offer to be formed, and they sign their name. Does that mean they can perform?
Right.
That's the real key. How qualified is the buyer, and can you see that they have financing? Can you see that they have experience and expertise in looking at the property, or is this amateur night to them and they're just out shopping?
Right. So what you want is someone by your side that's really vetting that opportunity for success, likelihood of success. When you look at that offer, will we get to closing with these people?
Exactly. And if you can't, hey, guess what? It's nice to have. You can always say, geez, I've got a better offer. You're going to have to do better than that. But other than that, using a bumper offer, it doesn't work.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.